KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at the news for this a Wednesday. It's the 12th day of August for 2020. In the news for today, well, the National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat watch for the Mother Lode and the Valley from Saturday afternoon through Sunday evening. Temperatures are forecast to warm over the next several days, bringing a prolonged period of triple-digit heat this weekend and possibly into next week. On Saturday and Sunday, the highs in both the foothills and the Central Valley will range from 95 to 110 degrees. The overnight lows will range from the upper 60s to the upper 70s. Heat-related illnesses such as heat exhaustion and heat stroke can occur due to prolonged exposure to extreme heat and humidity, even to the general population. Be prepared to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, and be sure to have a bowl of cool, clear water for our four-legged furry friends as well. Amador County Public Health confirmed yesterday another 7 deaths due to COVID-19, and 31 additional cases in the county. The individuals who passed were residents of Jackson and Pine Grove in their 60s, 80s, and 90s, and each had underlying conditions. During Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, a moment of silence was observed to honor the memory of the first community members to die from COVID-19 complications. The increased spread may likely place Amador County on the state watch list. Moving on to this list would mean additional sectors would be required to move their operations outside, including gyms, fitness centers, places of worship and cultural ceremonies, and personal care services like nail salons, waxing salons, hair salons, and barbershops. Shops that offer tattoos, piercings, and electrolysis are required to close in counties on the state watch list. So, to date, Amador County has recorded 195 cases. There are currently 6 hospitalized in county, 1 hospitalized out of the county. There are 48 active cases of COVID-19 in the county, and again, 10 deaths reported. On Tuesday, Calaveras Public Health reported 14 new cases of COVID-19 in that county. The additional cases include 2 females and 4 males between 18 to 49 years of age, 4 males between 50 to 64 years of age, and 1 female and 3 males over the age of 65. According to Dr. Dean Coleta, Calaveras County Health Officer, we must continue to practice preventative actions that help slow the spread of COVID-19. Practice physical distancing, wear a face covering, get tested, wash your hands often, and stay home if you're sick. Coleta added, it is also best to avoid gatherings with people you don't live with. To date, Calaveras has reported 161 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those cases, 131 have since recovered, while 29 cases remain active. There has been 1 reported death related to COVID-19. No-cost testing for COVID-19 is available to anyone in Calaveras County. The OptumServe COVID-19 testing site is located at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds and is open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Testing is available to those ages 3 and older. It's highly encouraged you register online at the OptumServe website. For details, you can contact the Calaveras County Public Health Department or visit the Calaveras County COVID-19 website. And as a reminder, free COVID-19 testing is still available for Amador County residents. To make an appointment, visit the online appointment scheduler, projectbaseline.com, projectbaseline.com. If you have any questions, Amador County Public Health Testing Helpline 223-6676 can help. Well, the Amador County Board of Supervisors heard a report on the county's impending addition to the COVID-19 watch list yesterday and voted down a proposed dark sky ordinance. The meeting began with a presentation from Amador Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr, who reported that with the recent rise in coronavirus cases, Amador County now met the criteria for the state watch list. According to Kerr, only problems with the state data collection has prevented Amador County from being put on the list, and once the state resolves these issues, the county more than likely will be placed on the state watch list. The board also held a public hearing on a proposed dark sky ordinance that would have placed restrictions on outdoor lighting in the unincorporated areas of the county. Many members of a divided public testified in the hearing, with supporters saying that the ordinance would prevent light pollution and continue to allow stargazing and appreciation of the night sky. One of the supervisors said he was concerned about rattlesnakes at nighttime, and with no floodlights, he would not be safe. Opponents were also concerned about imposing additional regulations on property owners. In the end, the ordinance was voted down 3-2, with supervisors Crew, Brown, and Onetto opposed, with Axe and Forrester in favor. And the Jackson City Council has adopted a city budget for the year and heard plans to clean up the Argonaut Mine tailings site. The city's budget has been delayed and battered by COVID-19. Uncertainty caused by the pandemic has delayed the adoption of the budget by several months, and the city projects significant hits to its sales tax and transient occupancy tax due to the virus and associated containment measures. The council also heard a presentation by representatives of the Environmental Protection Agency on plans for the long-term cleanup of the Argonaut Mine tailings. In recent years, state and federal authorities completed efforts to reinforce the Sutter Street Dam containing the remains of years of gold mining and processing, which contain dangerous heavy metals such as mercury and arsenic. The EPA plans on doing some work this fall, including new fencing for the site and removal of soil near some historic buildings. Also proposed is a large-scale project for the summer of 2021, in which large amounts of soil will be removed and the site will be covered with a plastic liner and then clean soil brought in to cover the site. The Calaveras Health and Human Service Agency Behavioral Health Services Division and the Calaveras County Office of Education have been awarded a competitive four-year, $2.5 million mental health services grant to support student mental health in local elementary schools. The partnership will contract with community-based nonprofit Sierra Child and Family Services to provide on-campus mental wellness centers at all elementary schools in the county. The development of wellness centers on school campuses will provide students with safe and supportive services and promote emotional health, school engagement, and positive connections with peers, teachers, and families. These mental health issues include anxiety, depression, disruptive behavioral problems, and sleep disorders. Once in place, Calaveras County will have a full consortium of student mental health services, prevention, education, intervention, and crisis response available to all grade levels throughout the county. For more information, please visit the Calaveras County Office of Education website. And due to staffing shortages, the Angels Camp Police Department's business lobby will be closed today through Monday, again on Tuesday the 18th, Wednesday the 19th, and August 26th. The reduced hours apply to the business lobby only. An Angels Camp police officer will remain on duty 24 hours a day. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country. Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.